just look at that view. Come on in. Come closer. Look around. Can you feel that lovely breeze? First of all, let your gaze wander around this beautiful, wonderful scene. The desert, the bare mountains, the rocky peaks. Here and there, a flash of green. In the east, you can see as far as the mountains of Moab. And there, in the center, on two hills, lies Bethlehem. Higgledy-piggledy houses and caves blend perfectly into the landscape. Yes, that's Bethlehem, a legendary place in the heart of the mountainous home of Judaism. Bethlehem is a place to rest, where travelers can find everything they need. Water, food, simple accommodation. Many people have stopped here already. Often, they are passing through on their way to Egypt. They can regain their strength here, drink some water, have something to eat, and recover. Rest a while. Now, look to the left. It's going dark over there. Night is falling. There are shepherds in the field. Go a little closer. The shepherds are tired too. Some of them have found themselves a sheltered spot under a tree, near some rocks, or in a cave. The nights here can get really cold. A few men have pulled on sheepskins and are keeping watch over their flocks. Look, that shepherd, right onto the side on the left. He's just nodded off. Some of the animals are dozing too. But now, something is about to happen. Watch. Look up in the sky. Suddenly, the wind gets up and a bright light shines all around. The shepherds are startled. They were very afraid. Then, an angel appears and says to the shepherds, "Fear not. Behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. He is Christ, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God. That is the Annunciation. The angels are singing and rejoicing. Look closely. You can see the shepherds looking up into the sky and nearly falling down, fearful. Some are still dazed from having been woken from their sleep. And look, the shepherd out there, to the left. He doesn't understand what's going on at all. Now, turn to the middle of the scene, at the front, to the left. There, you can observe what everyday life is like for nomadic people. The women are grinding corn between two milestones. They make fresh flatbread every day. The recipe is easy. You mix flour with water and a little salt. Then you knead the dough, divide it into little pieces, and press them flat. And then, all you have to do is bake the flatbreads over the fire. I like it best with olives and gherkins. Or fresh fruit. grapes, dates, figs, pomegranate. Usually we just eat flatbreads with boiled lentils, dried figs and water. We only eat meat if it's a special occasion. But today is a special occasion. Perhaps that's why that man in the front, the one who just walked past the woman, is carrying a lamb on his shoulders. People are already running here from all around. Can you see? The news has spread fast. The Christ child is born. Everybody comes running. Men, women, and children come from the fields and out of their houses, bearing gifts. They are so excited. Except for that shepherd over there. Just walk a few steps toward the cave of the Nativity. There he is. You see him? On the left, by that rock. He sits and plays his flute for the goats and the sheep. He still hasn't understood what's going on. Now, look closely at how the Holy Family is depicted. Baby Jesus, Mary and Joseph are so carefully carved. Mary is wearing a reddish robe and a blue shawl, and Joseph is wearing a yellow cloak over a brown tunic. The cloak can be used as a blanket if it gets cold at night. I do that too. The three have taken shelter in a hollowed-out cave. Lots of people here live in simple houses made of stone and mud. They only have small slits for windows to keep the heat out. If it gets too hot, some people just sleep outside on the roof. Can you see the ruined castle above the cave of the Nativity? You see it? Those are the remains of the Tower of King David. There are a few goats grazing by the ruin as if nothing has happened. Now, move your gaze further to the right. The caravan is just approaching from the east. The astrologers. Can you see the silken flags waving in the wind? They're arriving with a lot of pomp and razzmatazz. They want to see the baby Jesus. A star has shown them the way. The Star of Bethlehem. Actually, where is the Star of Bethlehem? Did you find it? Didn't it show you the way? Well, you found the scene of the Nativity anyway. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Think about it again. Exactly where is the Star of Bethlehem? Never mind. I'll come back to that. For now, let's just watch the astrologers and the caravan. Casper is in front. He's showing them the way. Melchior is striding along with a splendid sunshade protecting him from the scorching sun. A bit further back is Balthazar, riding on a horse. It's a very long caravan. There's even someone in the procession riding on an elephant. Just here, at the side, are several ladies sitting on a camel, shaded by a canopy. In the foreground, near the cave of the Nativity, you can see the servants presenting gifts. Gold, for wealth and power, frankincense, as a symbol of religious importance, and myrrh, anointing oil for protection against illness, suffering, and death. Now, move a few steps further to the right. In the foreground there, a camp is being set up for the cavalcade that has traveled so far. The animals are exhausted. The camels are making themselves comfortable on the ground. The caravan traders are unpacking their wares. I wonder if they have anything that I would like. If people have enough grain, they can exchange it for food or pottery or jewelry or whatever. Well, my few grains of corn won't go far. They must be very thirsty after the long journey. The animals are given water to drink straight away. Some men are lying around looking pretty tired. Can you see the one under the palm tree? By the wall? He looks as if he needs water urgently. Oof. The women are setting to work. Over there, by the water tank. They are all pushing together to turn the shaft on the water wheel. Can you see? Finally, the water carriers are bringing some water. I could do with a drop myself. Of course, the water in the tank is also needed for watering the fields. Can you see? Over on the right, there's a farmer plowing his field with an ox. Afterward, he'll sow the corn by hand. Psst! Look out. Over there, by the rocks. Those are Herod's soldiers. They're looking for the baby Jesus. Herod wants him killed. Luckily, the angels warned Joseph about it in good time. He left here with his wife and child a long time ago. They're far away already. If you're quick, you might still be able to see them. Right over there, on the right, behind the mountains. Far in the distance, beyond the water, they are fleeing towards Egypt. Oh, let them come, these soldiers of Herod's. I'll send them off in the wrong direction. They'll never find the baby Jesus. Hello? By the way, that's me. Yoo-hoo. Down here. A bit further to the right. Yes, right in front of you. Under that spindly tree. Down here. At the bottom of the display. Can you see me? I like to lie here in the shade to have a nap or watch the world go by. See who's gossiping with whom, what the traders have brought from all over the world, and see if someone has caught a fish in the lake, and who is coming to visit us. Oh, there was something else, something that I wanted to show you. What was that now? Oh, yes, that's right. The Star of Bethlehem. Have you found it by now? No? Well, that's okay. I'll show it to you. So, after you have left the building, turn around and look up. You'll see it. The Star of Bethlehem. Have a safe journey. And thank you for coming.